Here are some interesting alternatives for Daf Yomi. The first recording is of today's Daf from the 13th cycle, which is done within about a half an hour. And that's followed by a very fast review, about 5 minutes, allowing you to review the entire Daf quickly. Followed by the same Daf from either the previous cycle's Daf Yomi, or perhaps even from 2 cycles ago, Daf Yomi. Different ambience, usually done in greater detail. You can choose one or the other as your first Daf, the other one as a review Daf. But whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Shabbat is Daf Ayin Zayin, and either you need a lot of guts and courage for today, or you have to be a goat. But either way, and we actually do discuss goats today, so it works out perfectly. Let's start with the Gemara Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beit Tana. So the Mishnah said, the shiur of Hotza'at Yain is kidei mizigat hakos. And it doesn't explain anything about what mizigat hakos is. So the Baraita says kidei mizigat kos means a special kos, a kos yafa, a beautiful kos. Well, what could that be? My kos yafa? That refers to a kos shel beracha. Why do we call it a kos yafa? Because the Gemara says elsewhere that a kos shel beracha requires yafoto. You need to make it beautiful. We have this in brachot. And that beauty consisted in various things, wrapping it around with talmidim or with other kosod, washing it inside, outside, putting in first the wine that would be chai, that would be raw and not really drinkable unless you mix it a little bit, and then mixing it with the water, at least in those days. And many people still have the minhag to leave a little bit room and be mosaic the coast with water. In any event, that would mean Omer Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Abuha. Well, what that means is that a kosher bracha, the shiur in reality would therefore be 1/16 of a luk. A rova, 1/4 of a revit, and a revit itself is a revit alug. So 1/16 of a lug gives you enough wine concentrated so that when you mix it with the water, kateshim zeginovia amud arvit, that would mean that it would be a full revit afterwards. So that the meaning of the Mishnah is essentially sufficient concentrated wine to have yourself a full kosher bracha when you go out and you mix it. Omarova afananami tanina. You know, you don't need to bring from a Baraita that the meaning is the kosher bracha of a revi'it, because in the Mishnah proper, it's clear that you can't get along with less than a revi'it, because read the Mishnah. It starts with saying, Amotzi yayin, kidei mizigat hakos, and we read in this Baraita, kidei mizigat kos yafeh. You think that you need to come along now and figure out that that means that you need rov revi'it to have a revi'it. Read the rest of the Mishnah. Vishar kol amashkin is a quote. Vishar kol amashkin berevit, unquote, right? So therefore, I know that the kosher bracha is not going to be less than other kosot. So the kosher bracha, therefore, has to be revit. I see from here. And as Tosis points, I'm not trying to prove from here that the 1/16 is the shana, relating to that part. That part is just a svara, because I hold that wine takes 3 parts water to each part wine. So by definition, if the Mishnah is saying revi'it for all kosot, for all mashkin, that's the part that I'm saying you could get out of the Mishnah proper. The rest of it is a svara, and that is Rava Latayme. This is Rava in his general shita, where Rava was known for actually mixing. Every time he mixed wine, he would always mix it in this way, 3-1. And we'll see elsewhere that people could actually identify Rava's wine by his care to make sure that the Mezigah was 3-1. The Omar Rava, Kol Charmed Elodari Achat Lat, if the wine is not strong enough to take a standard Mezigah of 3 parts water to 1 part wine, so it doesn't have chat lot of maya, yeah, that's not wine. That's just lousy grape juice or something. Yeah, call that wine. Lav Cham Rava, which means put the two together, put that fact together, the way Rava looks at wine, and the fact that the Mishnah says you always need a revias, and then the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the concentrate is sufficient to provide the chashivut of the full revi'it, in which case, instead of a revi'it alug, a 1/16 of a lug in this case would be sufficient. Amar Abaye, man, I got 2 problems with that. You cannot actually see this information in the Mishnah, okay? And in fact, I think I could disprove even your contention about the 3-1 business. Because, first of all, the Tanan, over there, remember that we had back in the Mishnah in Nidah, where we were carefully calibrating the redness that would make Dam Tomei. And one of the levels of red the Mishnah gave was Yayin Mazug. And then it explains over there. When we say Mazug, we mean Shnei Chalkei Mayim V'Echad Yayin. two parts water to one part wine, what type of wine? Yayin Hasheroni. And therefore, says Abaya, so you see that Yayin Mazuk is 2-1, not 3-1. Okay, that's my first point. My second point against what you say about let's use the concentrate. What are you saying? Mayim is in the theoretical cup. We haven't mixed it yet. It's in somewhere or other a virtual water in a bottle that you're going to pour. So that's already mitzarif to take it out. You're taking out a 16th of a lug, and the shear is supposed to be a revius. So what in the world does that tell you? I'll tell you what it tells me. That the shear of a kotz shel bracha cannot be the shear of a revi'it, because if the point of here is that you actually need the revi'it, which you're being medayek from the mission, you're saying, well, it says all other things are a revi'it, and therefore there should be a revi'it. Does that make sense to you? That because it's virtually a revi'it, we're going to be starting something that doesn't exist? Elamai, what it's actually saying is because the shear of a kotz shel bracha is whatever it is. In other words, it is yayin chai that does not require revi'it. That's the whole point. You can't derive from the mission particularly what it is. You know, so maybe it's so chashiv that you could actually use the yayin chai less than a shear revi'it. What precisely Abaya holds from his many, many different shitas, whether he holds you could actually use yayin chai for a kosher bracha, or whether we would say yayin chai mamash is not really drinkable, but a minimal meziga of a lesser amount of wine might be enough, maybe 2-1, the way that the Yayin HaSheroni is. Whatever Abaya holds, the main point here is that he's telling Rava, you have no right to make this kind of conclusion. First of all, because the Mishnah itself gives a different level for mixing, and secondly, because in logical understanding of Hotzah, if anything, the Mishnah is saying that a kosher bracha does not require revi'it. So whatever it is you say it requires, don't bring me from the Mishnah the revi'it. Amalei Rava, both of your points are meaningless. What you bring me a raya from the color of the dam in Nida. Could you please take note of the fact that the Mishnah stresses min ha-yayin ha-shironi? I mean, don't you understand if the Mishnah is insisting that use yayin ha-shironi, that there's something about yayin ha-shironi that's different? So yayin ha-shironi is different than other wine. It's a weaker wine. That's why it specifies yayin ha-shironi l'chud. That's a unique wine to Rafi. It's a much less powerful wine. Or, you know what? The whole thing is irrelevant, actually. Because think about it. Why are we bringing the example of the wine? Because we're not interested in what the wine tastes like. We're interested in using a material for what it looks like. It happens to be wine. And if I told you rose water, you bring me a raya about kosher bracha of rose water. I'm trying to tell you what it looks like, and you're trying to bring a raya for me for what it tastes like. If I tell you that the level of red that we're talking about is mixing yayin of a particular type with 24 parts water, that's going to be a proof to you that you could drink it with 24 parts water. It's just an indication of how red it has to be. So why are we bringing that whole mishnah? Mishum chazuta. You're giving me an example of what something looks like, and you're bringing me a raya for taima. What's wrong with you? It may well be that l'taima, in terms of usable, drinkable wine with the taste of wine, you may indeed require more. So boy, say maybe you need more water. So maybe you need 3-1, like I say. That's your first point. So let's throw that out. Now your second point. When you say, and what are you telling me, Rava, that the Mishnah is talking about a virtual hotza'ah? The water is somewhere in a magical pitcher somewhere that hasn't been mixed yet, and it's already going to be mitztarif to hotza'ah. Yes, that's exactly what I'm going to tell you. Not because the water is mitztarif. In fact, the idea of hotza'ah on Shabbat is what? Linyan Shabbat. What is it, the actual material, or is it the chashivut of the material? If this material is chashiv enough that it would provide you the concentrate to mix, then it becomes chashiv. What's the big deal? And the other parts of the Mishnah are not like that, where it's talking about enough water to mix into material, kilor. You'll say the same thing over there. I mean, obviously what it means is this is usable despite the fact it needs other ingredients. I don't need a finished product. So I think it's true with the yayin of the kosher bracha. Sorry. This is this year which is kosher because of the fact that ultimately it's sufficient concentrate to mix. I understand what your problem is, Bichlal. Just you should know that this entire approach that we've been taking over here is the approach of Rashi, which he proves from many different sugyas, particularly the sugya in Arvei Pesachim, about what is necessary for the kosher bracha. which are the Arba Kosot. So over there, it seems clear he understands the Gemara over there, meaning that the each cup would be a revi'it after his mozug, and you only need one revi'it of Mayayin Chai for all four kosot, which fits according to Rava. Tosis disagrees, and Reed disagrees. And he understands that the meaning is Yayin Chai sufficient in each of the kosot, not for all of the above kosot. Okay, but we'll stick with Rashi's approach, which is halakhically viable. Tana. Now, the Romans, as you know, used to have dried wine. This actually brought about the defeat of the Roman Empire, according to many historians, because the way that they dried the wine was by mixing it with a lead compound, and that actually poisoned their most powerful generals and so on, because it was, you know, the more you were in the army, the more of this stuff you got, and so they gradually lost their talent without understanding why everybody was dying young. But, you know, drink lead and keep chewing on your cribby, and that's the end of you. So what that shear was, the yavesh was a one kizayit of wine, of dried wine, divrei Rabbi Natan. So in other words, the point over here is that one kizayit of wine represents a revi'it of wine, which is now dehydrated. So the dehydrated revi'it leaves you with a kizayit of solids. Says Rav Yosef, oh, now that point of Rabbi Natan, and another point that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, actually boiled down to the same understanding that dehydration leaves you with one kizayah to revius. Rabbi Natan, I'm referring to this wine that we just had, but Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda also made a similar comment, because the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, as the Braita points out, there are six things that Beit Shammai goes l'kula and Beit Hillel goes l'chumra. Now, one of them was like this, the dam of a nevela. So the dam of a nevela, Beit Shammai says, it's metair, it doesn't have a din of boser, and it doesn't have a din of mashkin. So there's no din of kabbalah stuma for mashkin, because that's not one of the type of mashkin, and it does not have a din of boser either. So he's metired from tumat nevela, but machlokes Rishon Rashi himself holds it is v'kabel tumah as regular shiva mashkin, which includes dam. That dam nevela would be included. But what's important to us is that it doesn't have a din of nevelot, and therefore it's not an avat tumah. Whereas Beit Hillel says even the blood of a nevela is metame like a nevela. Now here is the thing that I want you to note, and that is that Omer Rabbi Rabbiuna, that when Beit Hillel said that the blood of a nevela is tame, they were talking about lo timu ela b'dam sheish bo revi'it. It's only if there's actually a full revi'it of such blood. Why? Because if a revi'it of blood was dehydrated, it would give you one kizayit of an nevela. And the shear of tumat nevela is b'kizayit. So you see from here that dehydration is revi'it to kizayit, just like Rabbi Natan said kizayit to revi'it. It's the same interrelationship. It's amazing how loosely you compare things. Understand, the vicosity has nothing to do with it, right? Any liquid is going to give you any amount of solids in the relationship of kizayit to revius. What kind of understanding is this? Maybe the only reason Rabbi Natan says that you need the this case, I mean, maybe he wouldn't say it, the boy revi'it, maybe he was saying you only need a revi'it to get a kizayit. That's b'yayin. I mean, wine compared to blood is quite thin, you know? So it's kolish, maybe by dam, which has so much solid content to it, which is somich. You don't need a revius to get a kizayit. Maybe I'll need a half revius to get a kizayit. Or maybe vice versa. When Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda claims that the dam of a nevela is going to have a kizayit out of a revius, maybe only there a kizayit can be had out of a dehydrated revius. That's dafka b'dam, because dam is very thick. But, I always say, blood is thicker than wine. You hear that all the time, right? So dam, which is samich, fine. You get a kizayit out of revi'it. Maybe yayin, which is kolish. Maybe you need two revi'its. I don't know. So yayin, the kolish, it could be kizayit out of your term revi'it. V'chi mafik pachot mi kizayit l'chayev. Maybe over there you would be chayev unless. I don't see any relationship between the two sugyas. Thank you. On a very shallow level, it bears similarity, if that's what you mean, that I can remember both sugyas from each other. But it certainly doesn't mean that both mandi agree with each other. The next case that we had in the Mishnah was how much milk? So we said milk is kidei gmi'ah, which is a swallow. Now, how do you pronounce that? Is it gmi'ah or is it gmi'ah? So is it with an olive or is it with an ayin? That's our question. Omer Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, I got a proof from you from the pasuk. What does Eliezer say to Rivka? Hagmi enina. Does he say hagmi enina? No. So hagmi enina not my imi kadeh. There's Uriah. It's kadeh gimia, not kadeh gimia. Well, how come our mission says the opposite? Ibaelo. Another question which is similar. We talked before in the previous parak. We said excluding the stems and the peels and the pits, but we said the pits are called gar'inim, something very close to Richie's heart. Is that gar'inim with an olive, or is you've given them up? That's pritikin. It's pritikin. It won't last. Oh, gar'inim. Oh, my Rav Barula, for heaven's sakes, what do you think the word gar'in comes from? Gar'in comes from, it takes away from the fruit. It's bigarea. Right? So it's a gar'in. That's a piece that you're not going to eat. You thought you're buying this big fruit, and in the middle you got this big gar'in. Oh my gosh, I paid for the pit of the avocado. I thought I was getting some fruit. So therefore, take a look in the Torah. V'nigra mi'arkecha, with an ayin. So something that removes value is called a gar'in, not a gar'in. Ivoilu. When we talked about the gichalim on Yom Kippurim, so the question is, does that mean, or later on, we're going to see, we also have questions of taking out coals. Is this ummimot, which we use, or ummimot? Om Rav Yitzchak Vadimi, well, when we're talking about malchut ashur, and we're talking about dimming something. So it says over there, arazim lo ammamuhu, with an ayin. They didn't make it look dimmer. So gichalim ummimot, or where they're just, they still have all of that fire in them, but you don't see any actual bright frame, and therefore the lushan, that's so beautiful was Asher that even the Gan Eden trees couldn't have dimmed it. You see that the word for dimming is omein with an ayin. Iboilo. We're going to talk about whether you're allowed to close the eyes of one who dies on Shabbat. Me'amtzin. Ein me'amtzin. Does me'amtzin, is that an olive or is it me'amtzin of the eyes of the maid? Om Rabbi Barav, Om Rabbi Yochanan, ve'otzim enav mir'od berah. One who closes his eyes is atzima with an ayin. Okay, we're talking about taking out animal milk, cow milk, goat milk. That the shear is kedei gemi'a. But to take out human milk, chalav shel isha, or a loven shel beitza, egg white, what is the shear for that? That is kedei litein b'mishifa shel kilor. That's talking about they used to use a little tiny cup to mix the eye medication, and that is beautifully mixed with human milk, which is a tiny little bit of human milk mixed with these ingredients to put over your eyes. So that would be the shear.
Smaller than a sheep.
Huh?
That's smaller than a sheep.
Much, much smaller, right. Kilor itself, the shear of kilor, is enough kilor to mix with water for your eyes. Boy, Ravashi, does that include what's going to be left on the applicator stick? In other words, do we look at it theoretically, or would you look at it as the actual amount that you would take into consideration where you can't get it all off? So is it kidei shifa? Did you mean literally? Or kidei achiza v'shifa? To hold it in your fingers. Take it. Now, the next thing we had was honey. Honey is kidei litein al hakatit. You put it on a wound. And interestingly, the misora that Rashi was talking about was on a camelback. And there's some of the Rishonim point out that the word for a camel's hump is davshut, which is davshit, which is based on devach. Davach, so it's devach, it's the thing you put the honey on, which is very interesting, huh?
That's what it says,
davshat agamal, is because of the devach that you would put on it. This was very light, yeah, because they would wrap, they would put a ritzua around it and then around the tail of the gamal to provide, and that would actually cause some serious, you know, rubbing, which would end up with a sore, so you'd always have to put devach on it to protect the sore. It's very cute. Boy, Ravashi, when you say alakatit, is that apuma de kula alpikatit? Sorry, tana kidei litein alakatit is alpiakatit. Boy, Ravashi, when you say that, there's two ways to understand that. Basically, what happens is when you have an area that's healing, so you get like a scab or you get a raised area, and the middle part, is that the pea, or do we mean the pea is the part that's got raw bloody skin over it, which is a scab? But it's still always surrounded with a reddish area that has healed. So does that mean apuma de kula katit, the whole thing as opposed to the area around it? Or does it only mean I'm Murshakama Dekati? Does it mean on the highest part, Lafuki Hudrana, the part that's already sort of blending into the red, that doesn't require the Dekash? Hello. I mean, it's pretty expensive stuff, this Dekash, you know. Take it. We don't know. Let that question stand. Amar Avinu Marav, Kol Ma'ase Barak, Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. And I think these little things, they don't really serve any purposes. Everything's got its purpose. Lo ba'ara, davar echad levatala. So you'd say, you know, what am I a slug for? No, mora shavlul lekatit, because these things are great for healing sores. Tomorrow's going to talk about how you do this. Mora zvuv. Now you say, what do I need flies for? Well, flies are very important for somebody who gets a wasp sting, you know, litzirah. And mosquitoes, you got an excuse for that? Yes, mosquitoes are great for healing snake bite. Yep, and snake bite is great. I mean, snakes are great for healing chafafit, which are these long term chofef, as Rashi says, chofef the person till the day of his death. You can never get rid of these kind of warts. Yes, you can if you know how to use a ground up snake. And a semamit, a little tiny spider, that's good for akrav bites, for scorpion bites. Anyway, how do you actually cure a katit using slugs or snails? Well, what you do is you bring one black one and one whitish one, you know. Speak to the French. They understand this kind of thing. You boil it up, you know, but don't eat it. Chalk it a little. You boil it up and then you pour this mixture over your sore and that'll cure you for good. There are five things of terror where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things in which the smallest thing terrorizes the biggest thing. So you heard about the mouse that roared? Yes, indeed. And one of them would be the mafgia. Now the mafgia, we don't know what a mafgia is, but it's some kind of very loud kind of thing that roars in your ear and scares the heck out of a lion who thinks he's under attack by some super lion, whereas it's really this tiny little thing with an amplifier attached. And over there, a mafgia scares an ari. And you're looking at it from the outside and you're laughing, oh my gosh, what a joke. And then a yatush. Now, the one thing that an elephant can't stand is having a mosquito crawl up its trunk. And that scares him. And sees a mosquito, and that elephant runs. And there's that little mosquito going, and the elephant is running in here. And everybody's laughing. Yatush ala peel. Now, a simamit is a tiny little spider. But it gets into an akrav. It gets into the scorpion's ear. Oh, nobody wants that in your ear. And he can't get it out. So he runs away from that. And then you have a sinunit, which is a very small bird, but it has a tendency to sneak up on an eagle under its wings, attach itself to its wings, then it can't spread its wings. And then it uses the eagle to soar without having to do much, but it doesn't go too high. So the eagles are really worried about sinunits. And then you've got this little kilbit, which is a tiny little fish. It's actually a type of, it doesn't look like a fish, a type of sherets, Rashi says. And it crawls into a whale's blowhole. Oh, that's awful. What's he going to do with it? Aliviatan, and Aliviatan runs away from this thing. Omri Yudom Marav Mikra, where does the Pasuk indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this kind of thing? Hamavlik Shod Al Az. Here you have, this is just like on the strongest thing. You got a mugger. Rabbi Zera once found Rabbi Yehuda standing at the doorway of his father-in-law's house, the Vechamua, with his mother-in-law, and he was in a very good mood. He must have just had some pretty good stuff in there. Richie will tell us about it, maybe even bring some for the Kiddush on Shabbos. And Havi Bedicha Daite was in such a good mood, in a very humorous kind of mood, in which Iboy Mine Ko Chalale Alma, anything you would ask him about anything in the world, he would have a response. So he figured, like, we're not going to catch him in a mood like this again. So Rabbi Zera figured, let me get it out of him now. Turned on his tape recorder. He said to him, how come Izim, I told you we'd be talking about goats, how come Izim always go at the front and then the Imri, the lambs, or the sheep, follow? Oh, my life, well, you know, that's creation. Creation starts with the dark things and then come the bright things. If I hear, if I don't care, same thing. Well, how do you explain the fact that the lamb, the sheep, are covered? They have a fat tail, so that their entire rear end and genitals are all covered. And goats don't have a fat tail, the honey megalion. Is that fair? Absolutely. Where do you get your clothes from? the goats or the sheep? Well, if the sheep are going to provide for your coverings, why shouldn't they be zochah to a covering? So therefore, ani de mechasnina minayu mechasya, the ones who provide cover for us get covered themselves. But the one who don't provide covers, the lo mechasya minayu megay, it serves them right. How come camels have these short tails? Zuta genufte. Ah, that's because they eat thorns. So they're found within thorn bushes. Now tell me something. You think the camels that get thorns filled with their long tails would survive long and reproduce as much as the other camels? Ah, there you go, statistical significance. And camels end up with short tails, you see. And how come a shor has a long tail then? Aha. Mishum de diary ba'agne. They live in areas that are marshy. And that's where they get this nice grass to eat. But guess what else grows in marsh? Mosquitoes! So they need long tails to get rid of the mosquitoes and flies. A boiler karkushi baki. My time according to the Kamsarikika. Explain to me why ants or grasshoppers, Rashi bring, are soft. Why are their antennae so soft? Whereas other types of beetles and things that have antennae are much tougher. That's Mishum de Dairei Bechilfei. They live around Aravot, they hang over the area where they reproduce. And if they had tough antennae, then Nadia, they would constantly be bumping into these hard things which would break their antenna off because they wouldn't be sufficiently elastic. But if they would lose their antennae, for all intents and purposes, they're blind. 90% of their sensory data comes from their antenna. And it says, Shmuel says, if you want to blind an ant, or one of these kind of bugs, lishlufina lekarni, pull out its antenna, it won't know where it's going. Alright, my taima hai timra de tanagulta midle la ayla. Can you explain, Richie, to me, why it is that chickens' eyelids close, the bottom closes over the top a little bit. Your eyelids don't do that. So how do you explain that?
My eyelids?
We never see how your eyelids close. They diary adape. You know, they're always hopping up on the side of the house, you know, and smoke is coming out of the windows, or there might be cars driving by. Now, if their eyes close the way other birds' eyes close, they'd be filled with smoke. So therefore, they got to have the lower above so that the stuff that's coming from underneath just slips right by. It's a response to pollution. The eilkatrif, all of this smoke would get in their eyes. Smoke gets in your eyes, and there would be mitavra. How come doors are called in Aramaic, dasha? Oh, that's how you see. Derech sham, that's where to go. How come ladders are called darga? Because that's the way to the roof. Derech gag. Matkulita, what would you say is the reason we call that cheese spread, which, boy, you can't, it's like almost as bad as the Marmite. How come it's called matkulita? Because you say, boy, when am I ever going to finish this jar? Matai techaled da. When is this going to get over already? How come a house is called a beta? Because as you walk by, you say, shouldn't we go in and sit a little? Bava etivba. And how about a lean-to, which is called a bikta? Oh, be'akta, it's tough. Can't get comfortable in there. Okay, a kufta, piece of wood that is just like a square piece of wood. Well, obviously, kofatif, turn it upside down and sit down. How come you call a brick a livni? Because if you build your house out of livni, then the wolf can't blow it down. And therefore, it's good for B'nai Bani. It's going to survive for your grandchildren.
I thought they called it livni because...
No. Anything but her, please. Okay, hutza. What good is hadas? Hutza, rather, the lulav, you know, the leaves of the palm. Well, you use those for easy to make chatzitza. Okay, and what about a chatzpah, a bucket that you put in the water? Well, chatzpah, you're chotzev mayim min hanahar. You take it to be chotzev ba. An akuza, you know, what about a little mug, which we would use like for, what do you call those? An espresso cup. Well, you know how the saying goes. You got a dime for a cup of coffee. You take a little kuza with you, and you give it to somebody, surely you could spare enough coffee to fill my little cup. So a kuza means just kaze, you know, a little bit like this. So that's a dime for a cup of coffee. Of course, that was before Starbucks started raising the prices. Shutita. Why do you call hadasim shutita? Well, that's because people use it, they take it, they dance with it, chasnis, and they total fools of themselves. So it's called shututa. You do dumb things with it, you know. And what about meshichla, the big cups that you could use for washing your hands? Well, that's mashe kula. Everybody could wash their hands from that.
And how about a mashi kalt, a little tiny washing cup? Ah, because the kala uses that one. It's very dainty. Mashi kalata. Okay, an asita. An asita, that's the mortar. So that's because you took something, you made a little hole in it to be able to pound on other things. So that's a chasirta. It's missing. And a buchna. So why is a pestle called a buchna? Ah, buchna means, oh, let me come and bang it, man. Bova kena. And a lavusha, which is the word for a dress. Ah, that's because lobusha. No more embarrassment. Put on your lavusha. And how about a glima, which is a big robe that doesn't, it's the way they dress then, that doesn't show any body parts. Oh, that's because you put on one of those things? Nasaboki golem. I mean, what do you look like? Look at the golem of Prague. I don't even know what you are. Maybe dressed up as a ghost. I don't know. And what about a gulta, which is the name of a really long coat, fancy coat? Well, you're going to have to take that off before you sit down, because otherwise it's going to get filthy. It's going to rub on the ground. So, gali vati, let me take it off, then I'll sit. Why is a bed called a puri of all things? Because beds are great for reproduction. And you're pouring varavinaleya, so you call it a puria. Okay, a borzinka, which is a dry cistern. That's borze naki. Nothing in it. And how about a sudra, which was a kind of special scarf, a turban worn by Tamir HaChamim? Ah, sudra means sod Hashem liriyav. Somebody puts that on, showing that he's on a madrig to get the sod Hashem. And a padna being a beautiful palace. That means apit chadein. Everybody's got to come here for whatever business they have. Tanur Rabbanan Shlosha calls manshem askinim. The three things that the older they get, the stronger they get, as opposed to most other things. Ve'elohein, fish. Oh boy, the big old fish. You know, Ahab and the whale. Not remember, the whales are fish in the Gemara. And a nachash and a chazir. Shemen, getting on in the Mishnah. Okay, how much oil is considered to be choshev, says the Mishnah? Kedei losuch ever katan, enough to cover a small limb. Amar the Mishnah, Amar the Rebbe Yonai, when it says shemen, kedei losuch ever katan, what is the size of a small limb? It means the small limb of a katan, ben yomo, so it's a double katan. So you take the little toe of a newborn infant, and that would be enough, some say even one joint of a toe, and that would be enough of significant shemen. Doesn't it say in the bright, the shemen kedei lasuch ever katan? And separately it says katan ben yomo, vikatan ben yomo. Doesn't that mean either an ever katan of an adult, or the ever gadol of a katan ben yomo, but not an ever katan of a katan ben yomo? Says Rabbi Yonah, no, that's not what it means. It means shemen kedei lasuch ever katan, and meaning, and which ever katan? And the katan is a double meaning. The katan on the aver of a katan, meaning the smallest you can get, an infant, newborn. Katan ben yomo. Shall we say that this statement of Rabbi Yonah is reflected in a machloket Tanaim? It says in the bright as follows. Shemen gedei lasuch aver katan, v'katan ben yomo, divir Shimon ben Elazar, as Rabbi Yonah just explained. Whereas Rabbi Natan omer, no, it's gedei lasuch aver katan. Period. So isn't the machloket as follows? My love, akabezga, Rabbi Shimon Elazar sabar, ever katan, shell katan. Exactly what Rabbi Yonah says. Whereas Rabbi Natan says, no, only an ever katan of a gadol. Or you could have an ever gadol of a katan, but you certainly can't have ever katan of a katan ben yomo. Not necessarily, says the Gemara, because that would imply that at least one Tana holds Rabbi Yonah. But it's possible that neither holds Rabbi Yonah. Look, it could be the Kulei Alma, Eva Katan, Eva Katan Ben Yomo is for sure not enough. Look, in which case, let the Rabbi Yonah, we'd have to reject Rabbi Yonah's pshat based on the opinion of the Tanaim over here. The machloket here would be Achabokamitz again. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Savar, Eva Katan de Gadol, or an Eva Gadol de Katan ben Yomo. That's both the same shir. Kiadanin. You know, either way would be sufficient. Whereas Rabbi Natan Savar, I'm saying an Eva Katan, meaning only an Eva Katan of a Gadol. But even an Eva Gadol of a Katan ben Yomo, not. But certainly nobody holds an Eva Katan of a Katan ben Yomo. My Havi Allah, do we have any indication? What's the bottom line? Is there Rabbi Yonah or not? Tashma, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Azar Omer, Shemen Kedei Lasuch, Ever Katan, Shel Katan ben Yomo. In which case, Rabbi Yonah was indeed, as we thought, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and it turns out that it's a machloket. So Rabbi Natan disagrees, but Rabbi Yonah, at least, is the basis of the approach of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar too. Tana, Kedei Mizigat Kos Yafa, Ma Kos Yafa, Kosho Bracha. Om Reb Nachman Omer Abba Bar Avuha Kosho Bracha Tzarishia Bo Rova Revi'it Kedei Shiyim Zegeru V'yamod Arevi'it Om Arova Avanana Mitinen Amotzi Yain Kedei Mizigat Koz. And then the Mishnah continues, the Brayta says, Kedei Mizigot Koz Yafeh. And the Mishnah continues in the Sefer, Shar Kol HaMashkin B'Revi'it. Now this, of course, is Rova L'Taimi. Diyomar Rova Kol Chamer Zol Dar Yachat Tlat Maya. Love Kamro. Om Rabbi, state Shuvot. First of all, the Mishnah is first not like you. It gives a 2-to-1 shear because it's a mazuk shnei chelke mai viachad yain min hayain asher oni. First objection. Second objection is mai bekad mitztafim. Om Rabbi, neither objection is meaningful. Other Kamro shnei chelke mai viachad yain. It says min hayain asher oni, man. Yaina Sharon Ilachud, the Rabbi, or it could be, it's Bichlal irrelevant. Because Hatam, what are we looking for? Mishum Chazuta. But it could very well be the Taima by Trey. Udekamrit, Mayim Bekadam, it's Tarfim. Yes, why not? Lenin Shabbat, Miri the Choshbina. We don't need the Tziruf. Onami the Chosh. Tana, Yavesh Bekizayat. Divrei Rabbi Natan, because the Reviyat would turn into Kizayat dehydrated. Om Rav Yosef, Rabbi Natan. Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, essentially Amru Devar Achad. Rabbi Natan, Adi Amoron. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shisha Devarim, Ikulei Beit Shammai, Mekumrei Beit Hillel. Dam Nevela, Beit Shammai, Metarim, Pu Beit Hillel, Metamim. And here's the thing. Om Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, because in that revi'it you have the dry material of a kezayit. So if you would dehydrate it, it was yochol likrosh v'lamod al kezayit. Om Rabbaye demaloi hatkan lo kama Rabbi Natan achad boi revi'it el b'yayin, which is not very vikus. So it's kolish, but maybe dam, which is somach. Maybe a half a revi'it would be enough to get a kezayit. Do I know? Kezayit lo ba revi'it, or maybe vice versa. Ad kan lo kam revi'os revi'it atan the kezayit sagelei ba revi'it is dafke v'dam, which is somech, but yayin, which is kolish, maybe need 5 revi'it. Do I know? So a kezayit could be yoter me revi'it. V'chefim p'mafik pachot me kezayit n'lechayet. So therefore, I don't know. Cholav kedei gemiyah, iboilu. Kedei gemiyah or kedei gemiyah? Omer nakwa yitzchah mi'inina ma'atamayim mikadeh. Ibayelo gar inino gar inin. Omer Rava Barula v'nigra me'erkecha. Ibayelo omemoto omemot. Omer Rav Yitzchak baravadimi arazim lo amemu began Elohim. Ibayelo ma'amtsim tenano me'amtsim. Omer Rav Chia Barava Omer Rav Yochanan va'otze minav mirot bera. Ton Rabbanan amotzi chalav shabayma kedei gemiyah. Halav shel isha, or loven shel beitza, kidei liten b'mishifa shel kilor. Kilor itself, kidei lishuv b'may. Boy Ravashi, do you mean kidei shifa, or do you need to include the amount that would remain back on your finger on the stick? Kidei achiza b'shifa, teku. Dvash, kidei liten ala katit. Tana kidei liten al pi katit. Boy Ravashi, al katit means apum de kula katit, adioba amur shakam de katit, afuk yudran at the Lord. Take Om Revira Mravko Masha Barakadosh Borhubala Molo Barada Varakalavatala Barashavlula Katit Barazivu Vatira Yatush Lanakash Nakash Lakafafit Samamita Krab Hekiavile Marta Kaduk Wavakata Kibra Vishakil of a Shaifile Tonabana Kanisha Emotin or Imat Halash al Gibor. You have the Imata Mavgialari, Imata Yetush al Appeal, Imata Sabamita la Krab, Imata Sununita la Nesha, and Imat Akilbit al Viatan. Omer Viram Rab my Krab, Hamavlik Shod al Az. Rabbi Zera Ashkach, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kaya, Pitch Reb Chamua, Vachazi, Dehavei Bedicha Daite. He could ask him anything. Viboy Minekoch Al Yalma, he would respond. Amalei, my time is a misag in Bereisha, which initially would have got him a kick in the rear. And since he was in such a good mood, he answered him. Why? Their mas Bereisha Vada Himrei, Kibriyator Shalom, Bereisha Chashucha Vada Numra. My time, Hanu Bechasi, Hanu Megayim, Hanu Bechasi, Nan Minayo, Bechasyan. Hani the lo mechasin na minayu megayan, My time a gamla zurte gnufte mishum dach le kise. My time a tur aricha gnufte mishum the dair be agme, vala kav kushibake. My time a karna de kabzerekika, mishum the dair be chilfe. Vikashi nadio mitavra domer shmuel, haiman the boy the lisme le kamza, le shofina le karne. My time at the timber tzadagorta, the lower eyelid closes above the upper. So madi la'ela, the dairi adape, the ayokitra, they will get blind. What's adasha? Derasham. Adarga, derakag. Matkolita, matai tichleze. Beita, bavetivba. Bikta, oi. Kvetchi, man, beakta. Kufta, kofetiv. Livni, livne bunny. Hutza, chatzita. Chatzva, chotimani menon akuzak. Kaze, shutita, shtuta. Beshikla, lavusha, lavusha, lobusha. Glima, nasaboki gailam. Gulata, galivativ. Puria, parimvarovinale. Borzinka, borzadoki sudra, sarashem reo. Apadna, apitchaden, kache. Tonarabona. Shlosha, kozmancha maskinin, mosifin gvura. Eloin Dag, Nachash, Bechazir, Verichi. Shemen Kedela Such Ever Katan. Army de Verabiana, Shemen Kedela Such Ever Katan, Shel Katan Ben Yomo. Meitve, Shemen Kedela Such Ever Katan, Vi Katan Ben Yomo. My love, Ever Katan, meaning of a Gadol. Or Ever Gadol, Shel Katan Ben Yomo. Army de Verabiana, no. Achikama, Shemen Kedela Such Ever Katan, Shel Katan Ben Yomo. Shall we say limikatanoi? Shemen gede lazuch ever katan, vi katan ben yomo, divi rabbi shimon ben elazar, rabbi natan amer, gede lazuch ever katan, my labok amifuge, rabbi shimon elazar holds ever katan shel katan, like rabbi yanai, and rabbi natan sav ever katan av a gadol. Oh, ever gadol de katan, av ever katan shel katan ben yomo, lo. No. It could be nobody holds a Rabbiana. The Kuleyama ever katan the katan ben yamo for sure is not big enough. The letter Rabbiana at all according to the Tanoi. And Baruch Baruch we forget Reb Shimon Elazar Savar. Ever katan de gadol, ever gadol de katan ben yamo are the same shear. Whereas when Natan says no, it's got to be an ever katan de gadol. Yeah, but an ever gadol de katan ben yamo is not enough. Anyway, my Haviala, the Shema Netanyi Rishimin Allah Zeromer, Shemin Kedei Lasuch Ever Katan Shel Katan Ben Yobo, clearly Rabbi Yanai is Machlo Ketanaim.
This is the Mezigas Kos Yofa, which refers to a Kosho Bracha, and that shear is one quarter of a Revius, which implies that the Kosho Bracha, the relationship of the raw wine to the Kosho Bracha, is 3-1. So if you have a rova revius, you add 3 parts water to 1 part wine, you then have a full revius, which is the shear of all of the other liquids that are for drinking. So it makes sense that the kosher bracha should be the same as the other shearing. So Amar Rava, therefore, Rava says, what do I need? Rav Nachman and Amar Rava Baravua, who yesterday taught us that a kosher bracha needs a rova revius in order, then that is the shear of revius. I can derive that directly from the Mishnah, says Rav. Afana nami tanina. Because it says, Hamotzi yayin kedei mezigas kos. Antoni alo kedei mezigas kos yofa. Which means that I now know that it's referring to a kosher brach. Vikatoni seif of a shar kala mashkin berevias. And then it says that all other mashkin are berevias. So that means that what it's talking about is what you would have to put in to a kosher bracha, which is a revius, which must be a rova revius. Of course, all of that is based on the assumption that a normal meziga is 3-1. But this is rova lataime. It doesn't help us, because this is only rova lashitaso. The omar rova ko chamra de lo dori al chat las maya lav chamra. That any wine that you can't mix 3-1, that's not wine at all. So mamela rova is saying that. If since I know that, I also know from the Mishnah. Of course that's what it means, because if we're talking about what is necessary in order to have a kos yofa, and the shear of normal mashkin is revius, which means, so I now know kos yofa is a revius, so mamela, it has to be a quarter of a revius. Amar Abaye, shtei tshuvos bedavar. Says Abaye, I don't believe a word of it. Because maybe the Mishnah is saying, kidei mezigas kos simply means not because it's shayach to mix it, and I have to take into consideration what is going to be mixed. Maybe the kos over here requires less wine, requires more wine. I don't believe that it has to do with the shear of vias. I believe it's choshev in itself, without being mazuk. and your assumptions are wrong. And I can prove they're wrong. Shtei Teshuvos B'Dover. Chod Etznan. We know in Nida, where the Mishnah is listing the various colors of blood. So one type of blood, of the five types of blood that are Tomei, has the coloration of Yayin Mazuk. And the Mishnah says over there, what is Yayin Mazuk? V'amazuk. Shnei Chelkei Mayim V'Echad Yayin Min HaYayin Asher Oni. Two parts water to one part wine of Sharon wine. So that's number one. You see that a standard Meziga in the Mishnah is 2-1, not 3-1. And therefore, our Mishnah doesn't have anything to do with this idea of yours, that you have to have enough to make it now into a Revias. So Rova Revias may be right, but Rova Revias may not make you a full Revias. That's number one. Furthermore, Va'od, according to you, the reason that you're Chayev is because a Rova Revias is the equivalent of Revias. That's what you're saying. That since I see all other Mashkinim Revias, so obviously the Shear of the Mishnah of Rova Revias would mean in order to make Revias. Also nonsense. Mayim Bekadu Mitztarfim. Understand. You have water sitting in a pitcher somewhere else, and that water is going to be mitzdarif to your coast that you're taking out now. It's such a ridiculous thing. Say, Elamai, we're not interested in what's going to be. We're not interested in the water that's in the cup. We're interested in the yayin that's in there. This amount of yayin is chashuv, that's all. Not because it can make revias when mixed with water. Amalei Rava, so Rava said to him, look, what you're asking has no meaning. There's two issues that may be different over here. Number one, Yayin Asheron Nilachud Darafi. Why do you think it specifies Sharon wine? Sharon wine is very weak wine. So I don't know that particular color. It's weak wine. So you need to have 2-1 if you're using Yayin Asheroni, and you need to use Yayin Asheroni for the correct color. Inami Hasim Mishum Chazusa. Besides that, what's the Mishnah telling you? It's giving you laboratory assessments of colors there. It's telling you exactly how much material to put in to get the correct color. What does that have to do with drinking? Anybody tell you you're going to drink the test tube afterwards? All he's saying is put in this amount of Yayin Sharon with this amount of water. But if you're talking about drinking it, how will the time of it be? If after you check the dam, you now want to drink the wine, add a little bit more water and drink your test tube bottoms up. But what does that have to do with proving that it, for a kosher bracha, you don't need 3-1? Vidika Amr, and your others, your kash on me, Mayim Bikad, it should say Umitztarfim. What kind of kash is that? But Inyan Shabbos, meaning the Chosh of Be'inat. Don't you agree that the idea of Hotzah on Shabbos is something that is usable, something that's Chosh? V'anami, Chosh. This is considered to be Chosh because it's able to be used. Like we have the other cases, we have liquids that are Chosh because they can be mixed with Kilor, right? You're going to mix them with eyeshadow. So what are you going to say? The eyeshadow of the coast of Mitztarfim. That's the shear of the usable amount of liquid, because that's its use. The same thing over here. That's the shear of the kosher of bracha, because that's its use, to make a revias. Tana. Now, we also learned in the Brice that if you have completely dehydrated wine, yavesh b'kizayitz, divrei Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson says that powdered wine, the shear would be a kizayis. That's how they make the badat stuff. You ever wonder why it tastes like that? So dehydrated wine, you'd have to take out a kizayis, which says Rabbi Nos. Now, what does that imply? That implies that the revius of wine that is our normal shear, when it's dehydrated, becomes a solid kizayis. Amar Rav Yosef, therefore, says Rav Yosef, Rav Nosson, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Amru Davar Achad. That this means that Rav Nosson agrees with Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda, because Rav Nosson Hadi Amar, and that's what we just said, namely that a revius of liquid turns into a kizayis of solid, which is what Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda said. The Tani Rav Yehuda Amar, Shishat Varim Mikula Beik Shamayim Mekumrei Beit Hillel. Rav Yehuda gave over six things. That doesn't mean they're the only six, but the six things that he said over there when they went to Keren B'Yavna. And one of them was as follows. The Dam Nevela, Beit Shammai, Mitarim, or Beis Hillel, Mitamin. And one thing that Beis Hillel is more machmer on is the blood of a Nevela. Whether the blood of a Nevela is Mitami as a Nevela. Others learn it's even a question whether blood of a Nevela is Mekabel to Mekala. Okay. Om Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, and this is the Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda that I was referring to, said Rav Yosef, who says the same thing as Rav Nosson. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says that Af Kishitim Uv Beit Yilel Lo Timel Abedam Sheyesh Bo Revius Ho V'Yochel Likrosh V'Lam Arav Kizayis. When Beis Hillel said that the dam of an Avela is Tomei, it's not because dam is Tomei as a liquid. It's because dam is the equivalent of Boser. And therefore, since if you have dam, which when it becomes dry, it turns into a Kizayis, so Memela, a Revius of dam of an Avela, is the equivalent of liquefied Kizayis of Boser and Avela, and so Memela, it's Metame Berevius. It's not because it's a Mashkin, it's Metame Berevius. So what do you see according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? That if you liquefy something solid, a Kizayis becomes a Revius, which is exactly what Rav Nosson was saying, that if you solidify something that's liquid, the liquid becomes from a Revius a Kizayis. Says Rav Yosef, you see, they're saying the same thing. Wait! Omer Abaye Dilma Lohi, who said? I've got Lokom Rav Nosson Ocha, the boy Revius. The only reason that Rav Nosson said over here that you need a Revius is Biyayin, the Kolish. Since wine is exceedingly liquid, so Mimela, the relationship of its dehydrated version to its hydrated version is one Revius to one Kizayis. Avo Badam, the Somit, but blood, which is thick. So it's just about solid even when it's liquid. It's Kizayis no boy Revius. So maybe he would say, well, no, you know, it's not going to turn into a Revius. A Kizayis is not a Revius of Dam, is a heck of a lot more than a Kizayis. Maybe he would disagree with Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Maybe he would say that the relationship is significantly less than a Revius in order to get a Kizayis. Inami, or I could say the opposite. Atkan lokom Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda hasam, the Kizayis sagi leper Revius. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda would only have said, oh, well, we're talking about Dam, which is very thick. So a Kizayis, you can get a Kizayis out of Revius. That's Dafke Vadam Desomich. Avo Yayin, the college. Mashenkin, wine, which is very weak. Kizayis, Avo Yosef and Revius. Kizayis, that's a lot more than a Revius. A Kizayis is something that you'd only get out of maybe two Revius in a wine. So therefore, Vachimafik Pochis, Bekizayis Lechayim. If you carry out on Shabbos less than a Kizayis, you're also carrying out a Revius of wine. So how can you tell me that Rav Nosson and Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda say the same thing? That what was bothering you?
No. What kind of wine are we talking about? Wine before Meziga or after Meziga?
Rashi learns we're talking about pure wine, except that once it's liquefied, it's not really... once it's dehydrated, it's not really Meziga. This is all Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. And since it's no longer royal Meziga, so it loses some of its potency, so Memela, you have to analyze it in and of itself.
So you need four times as much.
Right. Chalav kidei gemi'ah. And then it said that whatever that was, remember yesterday we said that we don't know precisely what that is. The Magen Mishnah brings a Rambam that says, I don't know what the shear is exactly of gemi'ah. But anyway, how do you pronounce that? Do you pronounce it Iboilo kidei gemi'ah or kidei gemi'ah? Is that supposed to be a gemi'ah? So, or is it gemi'ah in the sense of a swallow? Amram Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It's probably based on the pasuk Had mi'inina mat ma'im mikadeh. Right. So over there we use an olive, and it means to pour some for me. Iboilahu. Last in the last parak, we had the question of chutz miklipatam v'gar inehem. So that's at least how it appeared in the Mishnah. But is that correct? Should it say gar inim or should it say gar inim? You see that what is a gar'in after all? It's something that is nigra. It's something that you take out of and you're left with a hole where it was. So it's gorea. And that's why we call it a gar'in. That's probably where we got the word from. Iboyalu. O mimot, o amimot. Are we talking about, this is Lagabi, the din in Psachim, where it's talking about what type of coals you use for tzliya. So ohamot means sort of it's red with a low flame of fluttering coals. How do you pronounce that? Is it omeim or is it omeim? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avedimi arazim lo amamuhu began Elohim. So there, what does it mean? It's referring to the most beautiful arazim cannot dim the beauty. So you see that dimmed, we use the lashon of omim for dimming. So therefore, gichalim omemot would be dimmed coals. Ibo elohu. Me'amtzim tnan. There, the sugya is talking about, as we'll see later on, it's talking about closing the eyes of someone who is just nifter. So the lashon of there is me'amtzim eseinayim. So is it me'amtzim or is it me'amtzim that we force shut? So you see that atzima seinayim is probably the word we're using. Hamotzi chalav shel behema kidei gimia, chalav shel isha veloven shel beitza. If you take out animal milk, so then the shear is to take a drink. But if you take human milk or white of an egg, this used to be used kidei litein b'mishifa shel kilor. They used to use human milk or white of an egg to mix together with eyeshadow, and you put it into the mishifa, which is where the little tube in which it's mixed. Kilor itself, how much of solid kilor, kidei lashuv b'mayim, that you would have enough to dissolve into water for putting on your eyes. Boy, Ravashi, kidei shifa, kidei achiza v'shifa. Well, what are we talking? Are we talking about the practical and immediate use? Are we talking about the shear itself? In other words, if I have enough kilar right here to put on my two eyes, I don't have any way of putting it on without losing some, right? Because some of it's going to stick to my finger. So is the shear, when we analyze the shear, are we analyzing the practical usage of it? Or are we talking about its theoretical purpose? I mean, it's the purpose of this amount of kilar is to have this amount of kilar on my eyes, and now that's sufficient kilar. Of course, the delivery system is another problem. But we're not dealing with delivery systems. We're dealing with the chashivas of the material. This is a major issue. Take it.
Why would?
Did you have a question there?
It's a little bit of a digression. I'm just wondering what the purpose was, why the Gemara went through all these different words and just go off on it.
You think that's something? Why don't you wait? It's going to get worse. Dvash. Wait.
A lot of these words have nothing to do with the context of what they're being.
Sorry. Called. Wait. I said, Dvash kidei litein ala katit.
Why would we think?
Tana.
Why would we think?
That it.
I mean, if you're going to lose some in the process, then certainly you need all that for your. You need a certain chashivus. I don't understand why.
The chashivus is the material, not the immediate usage of this material. If I have a already wet eye pencil, it's not going to absorb any more, then this is sufficient material. True? The material per se suffices?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Then that is choshev amount of material. The question of the immediate usage of the material, the way I want to use it, that's obviously not the issue, because we already learned 2 days ago that if you take out enough material for a para to a gamal, that's not going to change anything.
But there
you're using a material, doesn't matter. It's the theoretical usage of the material that matters.
But there you don't lose anything.
So you like the other side of the table, but don't argue that you don't understand it. It's an extremely important issue. Do we deal here with the value of the material per se, or deal with the usage of the material? The fact that my delivery system has to include other material to make sure that this material isn't lost is not really nogea, the question of how much material is necessary to put on the eye. That's a different question. You need a wet eye pencil? So don't worry about the wet eye pencil. But why? Are you going to include this in the amount that has to go into the eye pencil also? Why? Tana. It says in the Brisa that when it says to put on a wound, it adds the word kidei litein al pi katit. Now, the question is how literal is this pi katit? What the pi of the katit could mean is the mouth of a wound, which is the whole opening of the wound. Or pikatit may mean on the tip of a wound. In other words, in the place where it is most open or most red, most inflamed, but not necessarily do you need enough to spread around the entire wound. So boy, Ravashi. A katit apparently is a particular type of, not apparently, it's clearly a particular type of pimple or something, because I mean, we identified either in terms of a gav hayad or gav haregel, and it's not the type of thing that could happen anywhere. Yeah.
It's a quickie question. If you have
remember that quickie questions in the context of a 30 minutes allotment of time are usually not kedai unless they're literally nageya the pashut of pshat. Otherwise, we have no choice but to drag on. Boy Ravashi, Al Katit, you can woke up to stay afterwards and ask. Al Katit Apum de Kula Katit, does this mean on the mouth of the entire wound? And that's what Al Peh means. Odioma Amursha Kama de Katit, P meaning the tip. La Fuki Hadar Hudrana Delo, to tell me that we don't go all the way around the wound. Take it. Omer Yud Omerab, Ko Mashi Baraha Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, Lo Bara Davar Achad Levatala. Whatever God created, He created for a purpose. Barash Shavlu Lekatit. It's clear why there are snails. They were created to heal katits, because if you put a snail on top of a katit, that heals it. And it's also clear why we need flies, because Barazvu Litzirah. If you get a hornet's sting, then you have to apply some crushed fly to it. Yitush Lenachash. And certainly we need mosquitoes, because you have to use yitush for snake bites. And nachash l'chafafit. You also need a crushed snake in order to put on a certain type of wart. V'samamit l'akrab. You also need mites in order to put on a scorpion sting. And then the Bach adds in over here that this is v'nachash l'chafafit echiyavit. How much nachish do you do for a chafafit? And the Gemara says, maisi. You bring one white snake, one black snake, and one white snake, and you boil them up real good, and then you apply them as necessary to the wound. Turn around. There are five frightening things where something very weak can terrify something that is strong. Emat mavgia al ha'ari. There's the mavgia that scares an ari half to death. So that's some type, that's the mouse that roared. Is the mavgia. And the ari gets very scared, Rashi says, because he thinks this little animal is an army. So he runs. And emat yetush al apio. Elephants are terrified of mosquitoes because they crawl up their trunks. Can you just imagine what that must feel like? Emat samamit ala akrav. And scorpions are terrified of samamits, of these mites, because they crawl up the akrav's ears, and they're predator on the akrav. And emat snunit ala nesha. The snunit is a little bird, but it preys on the eagle by getting under the eagle's wings and preventing the eagle from being able to spread its wing properly, so it can no longer fly, so it starves to death. And emat kilvit alivyos, and then there's this little fish that also terrifies the livyosan. It goes into the ear of the livyosan too. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Mikra, where do we see this in the pasuk? Hamavlik shod al oz. Some that here you have something showed here is a lotion of shadud, something weak and unmeaningful, al az on that which is powerful. Rabbi Zera Ashkach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Zera once met Rabbi Yehuda Davikoya Piskud of Echamua. He was standing by his father-in-law's house. V'chazi Davi Bedicha Daiti. He saw he was feeling really high. I mean, after all, when you're by a father-in-law's house, he just walked out with all his money, you feel really high. And if he figured, I can ask him anything in the universe, and he would tell me, because I got him in the right mood. So now I got to get all my questions that I've always wanted to ask Rav Yehuda, I got to get them out. My time is easy. Could you tell me how come goats always walk ahead of sheep? What do you mean? Obviously, it's like creation. The Beresha Chashucha, first you have darkness, Vada Nahura, and then you have light. So goats are darker than sheep, therefore they walk in front.
My time, Ahani Mechasi, Ahani Megalion, and how come sheep are covered? Right? They have a broad tail, a fat tail that covers their genitals, whereas the goat just has a normal thin tail. Oh, that's obvious. Hani de Mechasninan Minayu Mechasian, Ahani de Lo Machsinan Minayu Megalion. The animals that we use to cover ourselves get their own cover out of the deal. But the goats that we don't use to cover ourselves, why should they get a cover? My time a gamla zuta genute. How come camels have such small tails? Mishum da ochal kisin. It's because they eat thorns, and therefore they have to go amongst thorn bushes, and imagine if they get their tails caught up in the thorn bushes all the time. So then they're supplied with the right kind of tail for the job. And my time, Tura Ariche Genufte, how come bulls have such long tails? Mishum de Dairi Beagme, because bulls like to wander around in bogs. Uboyla Karkushe Bake, and they need something to flop at the flies. They're always bothering them. So they use their long tail. My time, Akarnit, the Kamsur Akika, how come ants, antennae, are so soft? Mishum de Dairi Bechilfe, because these kamsas, they live around the types of plants that are tough. The kashi, if their antennae would be hard, so then nadia, they would bend against the plants, umitavra, and then they wouldn't be able to see. The Yomer Shmuel, hai man debar delisme lekamsa. If a guy really desperately needs to blind an ant, which is certainly something that everybody will want to know about, lishlufina lekarnet. All you have to do is take off its antennae. That'll really drive it crazy. And my time, a high timra, the tarnagulta midloy li'ela. How come when chickens close their eyes, so they have an eyelid that comes up underneath and goes up, and it covers over the top of the eyelid that's on top. It's really rather unusual. Well, that's also easy. That's because the dairei adafe, because they're always hopping about on the boards in the barns on top, and they're always very dusty. So ei al kitra, if they get dust in their eyes all the time, every time they hop, misavra, they would get blind. Then we go through a lot of etymologies over here, which he'd also asked Rabbi Yehuda. Dasha. Why is a door called a dasha? Oh, that's because it's derech sham. That's the way to go. Darga. Why do we call a ladder a darga? Because that's derech gag. That's how to get up to the ladder. And then what about matkulita? Matkulita is a spread, which you use a little bit of, like kutach. You put a little bit of it on the bread. Well, that's because it's matai techaleda. When is this ever going to get finished? Does it last forever? Beta. What about a house? Bavativa. It means come on in and sit down. Bikta. What about this little tiny room to sit in? No, that's Beakta. That's a house of pain.
Is this kind of like halftime comic relief for the Gemara? Are they serious with a lot of this stuff?
Humor is extremely serious. It's the most serious thing in the world. Kufta. Kufta is something like it's a container. So kufta is kuf vatif. Turn it upside down and sit down. What else are buckets for? Livni. Livni is a brick. Well, that's livnei bnei. That's because it'll last for your grandchildren if you build your house a brick, as the little piggy knew. Hutza. Hutza is branches that you take from a palm to make like a wall with. That's a chatzitza. It's just going to last a little while. Chatzpah, which is a pitcher, shechutzev mayim in anahar. It's a lotion of ewing water. Kuza. Kuza is a little pitcher, like a little tea glass. So what's a kuza? Well, a kuza is when you go over to a guy in a store and you don't feel like paying for the wine. You say, just a little bit, just like this. See, kazeh. You don't want to charge for a little bit of wine like that. So Mamila, the kazeh became the kuza. Shutita. Shutita is hadasin that you use to dance with at chasanas. Shtusa, because you make an ass of yourself when you're dancing around like that. Meshichla, Meshichle is a large cup for Netilas Yadayim. Mashikula, that gets everybody washed. Mashkilta, which is a very fancy cup that only rich people can afford to wash with. Mashikalata, that's a cup for washing kalas with. You wouldn't want to use that every day. Asita, which is the mortar that you're going to pound things against. That comes from the word chasirta. It has a place inside of it to put things in that you're going to smash. Whereas the buchna, which is the pestle, is bovakena, let's go and bang. Levusha, a piece of clothing, lobusha, no more embarrassment. And it's interesting, Rashi says that the levusha specifically refers to your upper clothing. And the reason it's lobusha is because your underwear are always torn. So it's lobusha because you don't have to worry about your torn underclothes. Galima. Glima is this long sack coat, that they used to have in the 70s. And that's why is it called a glima? Shanazavok and golem, because you look like a golem when you're wearing a glima. Right? So you don't have, a golem means something that doesn't have any pieces. It's like a blob. You look like a blob. So they called it a glima. And gulata. Gulata is a beautiful, high-class smoking jacket. That's gali ve'itiv. You have to first lift it up and uncover yourself before you sit down, because otherwise you're going to wear it out every time you sit down in your chair. So it was rolling it up and then sitting down. Puria. Why is a bed a puria? Shiparin v'ravina le'a, because you use it for purying. Bor zinka, which is a worn-out well, is bor ze naki. This hole is naki of its water. There's no water left in it. Sudra, which is the turban that was worn by Talmid Chachamim, is soda shem lireya. It's a sign that God is uncovering his truth to you. Apadna, which is the castle where the people would go to the king. Apitchade, this is the place where everybody would come. Anybody who needs anything to justice would come to the king. Tanarabana. Shlosha kozman shemaskini mosifin gura. There's three things that get stronger as they get older. Ve'elohim, dag, nachash, v'chazir. So an old fish is a real fighter. An old snake is a real fighter. And an old chazir is a big chazir. Shemen, kidei lasuch ever katan. It's very true. Shemen, it's really interesting because when you think about it, like we're used to thinking, he's an old guy, he doesn't have any kayak anymore. But Lamai's a big old fish, and he gets on your line. Boy, you got a fight on your hand. It never occurs to him. He's so old. How come he's got so much energy? Like the bigger he gets, the more you feel you got to fight. Shemen kedei lasuch ever katan. Amir devei Reb Yannai, shemen kedei lasuch ever katan, shel katan ben yomo. The shear over here is defined as the smallest limb of the smallest person, which would be, says Rashi, one joint, thank you. One joint of the little finger of an infant. So that's already, it's a useful amount of oil. Mesve. Shemen kidei lasuch ever katan v'katan ben yom. Now, what is that supposed to mean? My love, it must mean, it's trying to tell us like this, that the word katan could refer to either ever or to ever shel katan. But that would then mean an ever gadol shel katan. But it doesn't mean katan on both things, the ever katan of a human katan. So my love, ever katan of a normal person, the gadol, the Ever Gadol Shel Katan, a normal limb of a Katan Ben Yoma, which is not what Devei Reb Yannai said. Amilcha Devei Reb Yannai Lo, that's not what it means. Hachikomar. Shemen Kedei Lasuch Ever Katan, and what do I mean by Katan? Shel Katan Ben Yomo. Lema Ketanoi. It seems to be a Machlokes Tanoim. Shemen Kedei Lasuch Ever Katan V'Katan Ben Yomo Divrei Reb Shimon Ben Elazar. Reb Natan Omer Kedei Lasuch Ever Katan period. My lab bought for Gambiflikate. Reb Shimon Ben Elazar Sover Ever Katan Shel Katan. Reb Natan Sover Ever Katan Digadol. Oh, Ever Gadol Digatan. Aval Ever Katan Shel Katan Ben Yomo Lo. In which case it would be a machlokas rishon, machlokas tanoim, what the very Rabbi Yonah said. Lo. Kule alma eva katan de katan ben yomo lo. Maybe everybody agrees that certainly an eva katan of a katan ben yomo is not to be included. The lesser Rabbi Yonah, there's not a single tana that holds with Rabbi Yonah. Or that's the Ever Gadol Shel Katan Ben Yomo, that's the same thing. Rav Nosson Sover, no. Only Ever Katan Shel Gadol. But Ever Gadol de Katan Ben Yomo, lo. My Havi Allah, what Lamaisa do we say about this? Tashma, the Tanya of Shim Ben Elazar Omer, Shemin Kidei Lasuch, Ever Katan Shel Katan Ben Yomo, exactly like Rabbi Yonah.